Hamas co-founder admits ultimate aim of war on Israel is to eradicate Zionism, rid treacherous Christianity from world. By Joshua Klein on December 28, 2022. The ultimate aim of the Palestinian war with Israel is to conquer the planet, according to senior Hamas official Mahmoud al-Zahar, who admitted after the successful takeover of the globe, the world would finally be rid of Zionism and treacherous Christianity. Speaking earlier this month on Al Masira TV, the main television news outlet run by Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi movement, Mahmoud al-Zahar, a founder of the Hamas terror group and one of its current leaders, made the outrageous claims. Today, you could say that we reached a phase of deterrence, a phase in which we can defend the occupied land, he said in reference to Hamas's perpetual fight against the Jewish state. In remarks reported by the Middle East Media Research Institute, Memory, which specializes in translating media in the region. Al-Zahar, quoting the Hadith, the Islamic oral tradition, admitted that the war being waged against Israel is just one battle in the ultimate goal of conquering the globe. When we speak about the Army of Jerusalem and the Battle of the Promise of the Hereafter, we are not talking about liberating our land alone, but we believe in what our Prophet Muhammad said. Allah drew the ends of the world near one another for my sake, and I have seen its eastern and western ends. The dominion of my nation would reach those ends that have been drawn near me. According to the Hamas co-founder, under this new Islamic international order, neither Zionism nor treacherous Christianity will be tolerated. The entire 510 million square kilometers of planet Earth will come under a system where there is no injustice, no oppression, no treachery, no Zionism, no treacherous Christianity, and no killings and crimes, like those being committed against the Palestinians, and against the Arabs in all the Arab countries, in Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and other countries, he said. Hamas's original charter, which claims that peace and quiet for Jews and Christians will only be possible under the wing of Islam, repeatedly cites the Quran and other mainstream Islamic texts. Despite a revamped charter, al-Zahar clarified that his terror group's new political program would not preclude Hamas from seeking to liberate all of historic Palestine, including Israel. Al-Zahar previously claimed, in reference to the entire state of Israel, that removing the Jews from the land they occupied in 1948 is an immutable principle because it appears in the Book of Allah. He also blamed Jews for having corrupted European societies. In 2017, al-Zahar said the U.S., which took an entire continent from the Indians, now wants to give Jerusalem to Israel and falsify history. We say to the Americans, aren't the Palestinians the Indians? He also warned then-President Donald Trump that once Hamas has liberated Palestine in its entirety, we will shut down your embassy and deport all the people of your kind. Claiming the United States would suffer from the future geopolitical circumstances because Islam would expand beyond all expectations, al-Zahar told Trump, right now, you are working for the Jews, arguing that the then-president's own home is a Jewish home. Prior to that, he accused Trump of loving Jewish money. Trump loves the Jews, and not only because he likes the Jewish religion, he said. I do not rule out the possibility that he is a Jew. He loves the Jewish religion, and the most important thing in the Jewish religion is Jewish money, he added. Al-Zahar, whose group is behind hundreds of deadly terrorist attacks, also slammed the U.S. for being a violent nation, adding that wrestling matches were proof of it. Calling on viewers to see how the crowd reacts to the wrestlers, how it relates to this unnatural violence, the terror chief said that is their culture, their model for heroism, obscene language, obscene acts, obscene declarations, and obscene attacks on other countries. That is the American culture and upbringing, he added. That is their true religion. He also said sexual scandals are the belief and culture of every American president and of the American people at large. In 2010, the Hamas chieftain insisted that Muslims must construct a mosque near Ground Zero, explaining that Muslims worldwide are united in a common cause. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.